And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to another Wine Chat with our friend Jack Farrell from Haskell's. And I know we'll talk about it, Jack, in a few minutes. I'm browsing as we speak on the new holiday sale catalog I got yesterday.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
It's a lovely catalog and lots of wonderful gift ideas in there. And great wines, too, I might add.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about that a little bit later. What do you have on your agenda today?
Well, today I thought I'd talk a little bit about wine gifts for Christmas. And it's kind of funny. I got a notice yesterday. Did I want any? And it's kind of funny. I got a notice yesterday. Did I want any advent calendars for next year? Now, advent calendars is kind of a novel, relatively new idea the last couple of years. What it is 24 small bottles of wine, and you open them on, like an advent calendar, starting December 1st and going all the way to Christmas Eve. And I just was flabbergasted on how many of these we sold. So we're sold out. I think the whole market is sold out. But it's a neat thing to think about for next year. It's called an advent calendar, and you open this little box of wine, one each day, and there's enough in there for two glasses. And you taste a new wine adventure each day for 24 days. And it's a great novel thing. As I said, I was completely blown away by the amount of these that we sold. When my son said, we're going to buy this many, I said, we'll have them for Christmas next year. He said, trust me. Well, I trusted him. And indeed, he was right. It became very, very popular, and so maybe next year you want to think about something unusual. It's called a wine advent calendar, and it's 24 half bottles of wine, and 24 different ones that you open each day. So you not only get to enjoy the wine, you get a little bit of a learning experience. And speaking of that, one of our other great ideas is Ted Farrell's 6 for 60. This is where you get 6 different bottles of wine for $60. And he's picked out 6 for the holidays. Of the 6 he picked, he started out with Farelli Prosecco. This is our own private label Prosecco that is made for me by my old friend Stefano Giorelli in Italy. And it is a delicious Prosecco. And it's a great way to start a holiday thing. That Prosecco, you know, it's not really like champagne. It's called Frizzante. It has tiny little bubbles in it, not big bubbles like champagne. And Prosecco is just very light. It's low in alcohol. It makes a great aperitif. And speaking of great aperitifs, one of the great ways that we once in a while serve Prosecco is we put a little cranberry juice in it. It colors the Prosecco, flavors it with the cranberry. It's like a mimosa, but it's called a kind of a Christmas mimosa, because instead of using orange juice in sparkling wine, you use cranberry juice in sparkling wine, and it makes a great aperitif and colorful as well. The second wine of his 6 for 60 is Indigo Eyes Sauvignon Blanc. This is a wonderful, crisp Sauvignon Blanc that just cries for shellfish, in my opinion. A delicious domestic variety of Sauvignon Blanc that will please the most discriminating palate. It's clean, it's crisp, has a nice finish, just wonderful. And then our go-to in our family, Pinot Noir Fog Mountain, is from California. It is a delicious Pinot Noir, and like I say, you would everyday wine, because it's so modestly inexpensive for a Pinot Noir, it'll compare, believe me, with Pinot Noirs that are 3 and 4 times as much money. But it's Fog Mountain, that's number 3. Number 4 in his 6 for 60 is a Côte de Rhône Château d'Yaville. Château d'Yaville is a Rhône wine that comes from the Rhône Valley and in France. And, you know, it's primarily Grenache with a little bit of Moudovre and Syrah. And, boy, I'll tell you, talk about a wonderful everyday wine. I just love that. As a matter of fact, I had that last night for dinner with a Berkshire pork chop. That the marriage was just made in heaven. That little Côte de Rhône went perfectly with that pork chop. was delicious. The fifth wine that Ted picked is a Gary Bay Malbec. Now, Malbec is from Argentina. It's a blending grape in California. It's been around forever, and it got very popular when it went down to Argentina 130, 140 years ago, and they kept it pretty much to themselves. And about, well, I'm going to guess, 15, 18 years ago, somebody discovered Argentinian Malbec and brought it into the United States, and, well, the rest is just history. Everybody loves Malbec. This Gary Bay is one of my favorites. It's owned by the Rothschild family, the people that own Lafite Rothschild. So it has French ownership, but it doesn't make any difference. It's got that Argentinian style. And I know people have heard me say time and time again, there is nothing like that Argentinian Malbec to go with any barbecue at all. You know, barbecue is usually sweet and hot, and Malbec just cuts into that beautifully. A good example, for example, is chili. Malbec goes very, very well with chili, or in my case, my favorite way to have it is with barbecued ribs. It's just delicious. And his last, number six in his 6 for $60, is Second Growth from the Columbia Valley in the state of Washington, Cabernet Sauvignon. Now, Cabernet, as we all know, is really a wonderful wine that's so popular, particularly in California, and Cabernets can blow you away. This one is a little bit more accessible because it comes from the Columbia River Basin. It's a little softer than most Cabernets, not one of these jump out of the box and punch you right in the nose. It's subtle. So it's an absolutely marvelous Cabernet Sauvignon to have with, say, prime rib. So there you have it. His 6 for 60, a Prosecco to start, Sauvignon Blanc if you're going to have, say, some scallops or shrimp, then Fog Mountain Pinot Noir, wonderful wine with it, so many different things, and that Côte de Rhône, as I said, I had it with pork chop, it was fabulous, a Gary Bay Malbec, Argentina's finest, and Second Growth Columbia Valley Cabernet Sauvignon, a wonderful combination, and only $60. The other one I wanted to talk about today is my case for Christmas. I do this every year and only once a year. I pick out a dozen different bottles of wine, and I put a description of each wine in a letter, and then I tell you what, in my opinion, is the best dish to have with that, and I include a few recipes. So it makes a wonderful gift. It's called Jack Farrell's Case for Christmas, and it has 12 bottles of wine, Bourgogne Chardonnay from the Côte de Chalonnais. This is an area in Burgundy, and you know all Burgundy, white Burgundy, is Chardonnay. And this Bourgogne Chardonnay, Chateau de Cray, is an estate bottled Chardonnay from our old friends, Gavois, and it is just the epitome of what a white Burgundy should taste like, and a Chardonnay also. From Gauchot, our Bourgogne Pinot Noir, again, is from Burgundy. Just a marvelous bottle of wine. Absolutely delicious with, say, something like roast chicken. Perfect. Chablis. Chablis, of course, is one of my favorites, and there's nothing in the world better than Chablis and oysters. They just go together like salt and pepper. A wonderful little Chablis. Good, crisp, with a lovely finish. And then back to my favorites, the Côte de Rhône. Côte de Rhône Bernard, this is owned by the Boisset family, who are very big in Burgundy and Beaujolais, and this is their entry in the Côte de Rhône, and it is just absolutely terrific. Then Gearbox Chardonnay, this is a Chardonnay from California that will probably become your go-to Chardonnay. It is just a remarkable Chardonnay with crisp acidity, a nice balance. Then, of course, no case is complete without a little celebration. And Grandin Prestige Cuvée is one of my favorite sparkling wines. It's a Cremant, again, from Burgundy. You know, Champagne is a very specific area in France, and only wine from that area can be called Champagne. If it's produced anywhere else, it's called Cremant. Cremant de Loire, Cremant de Bourgogne, Cremant de Alsace. This is a Cremant de Bourgogne, a Grandin. It's just a perfect holiday celebratory drink. And as I said, if you want to try something interesting, put a little cranberry juice in it and make a cranberry mimosa. Then, of course, Casafiorelli, our favorite Chianti, again for my good friend Stefano. Just a marvelous Chianti. Goes perfectly with any pasta dish. I like it. Happen to like it with fettuccine alfredo. It's just a marriage made in heaven. And I also picked a Gary Bay Malbec. I think it's a great Malbec, and it really has a lot of depth to it. The Rothschilds spare no money when it comes to their vineyards, and the Argentinian isn't the ugly stepchild. It's his favorite with them all, like it should be. It's just a marvelous bottle of Malbec. Then La Gondola Pinot Grigio. Pinot Grigio is a wonderful reception still wine, in my opinion. If you're looking for something to have as an aperitif before dinner, look no further than Pinot Grigio. It's just perfect for that, in my opinion. It doesn't overpower anything and goes perfectly with so many starters and hors d'oeuvres. And then Precision Napa Valley Cabernet. I wanted a big Napa Cabernet in this case, and I got it here in this Precision, a really in-depth wine that'll just have a Cabernet lover swooning. It's so good. And, of course, my favorite thing to have with turkey is Vouvray, and my favorite Vouvray is Vouvray Voltaire. We've been selling it for over 40 years. They, in my opinion, are some of the best producers of Vouvray. Vouvray is 100% Chenin Blanc, and this Vouvray would absolutely put a turkey on fire. It's perfect with turkey. And, of course, all the side dishes. It's soft because it's Chenin Blanc, but believe me, it's a delicious wine. And lastly, Kono Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand, a perfect New Zealand wine with crisp acidity, that good peppery nose, just a lovely Sauvignon Blanc would accompany something like Lobster Newburg just about perfectly, and incidentally wouldn't be so bad with a tuna fish sandwich either. So there you have a couple of gift ideas, Ted's 6 for 60, Jack Farrell's Case for Christmas, wonderful gift ideas to give the wine lover on your list who will be thanking you every time he pops the cork. In my instance, it's 12 times, and Ted's it's 6 times. But those are great gift ideas, and of course, they're all available at Haskell's.
Oh, wonderful ideas. I'm going to buy myself a Christmas gift of Jack Farrell's Case for Christmas and some of Ted's, too. I tell you what, Jack, let's tell folks where they can find these great ideas.
Yes, indeed. Haskell's is your holiday gift headquarters. I always say give the gift they won't return, and that's wine. And wine, don't forget, also is the gift of good taste. You can pick up your gift favorites at Haskell's. There's one near you. There's a Haskell's in Bloomington, Excelsior, and Faribault right off of 35. Our super seller up in Maple Grove is not to be missed. Minneapolis, there's free parking on Saturday and Sunday. There's a Haskell's at Ridgedale, Plymouth, St. Paul's, Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com. where you can peruse our holiday catalog that Denny mentioned earlier. It's right there online. So if you can't come in, visit us online. And don't forget, we have all of the procedures where you can call up and pick things up outside if you prefer.
Absolutely. Jack, some great ideas. Thank you so much. Let's meet up again next week. What
do you
say?
Denny, I'm going to look forward to that.
Me too. Thank you so much, Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Yeah, check out that catalog. If you don't, just got ours in the mail yesterday, and this sale goes until January 17th, so take advantage of that. I was going to tell Jack, and he left us now, back to work, but a texter says, Denny, please tell Jack the drink with cranberry juice is called a poinsettia, or poinsettia, if you prefer. So thank you for that. Speaking of poinsettias and other plants, Lawn and Garden Talk is going to be coming up straight ahead here. Julie Weisenhorn will be with us from the University of Minnesota. So if you have any kind of lawn or garden question, save it for next hour. for our Smart Garden Show here on 830 WCC. Right now, there are a few clouds. We expect maybe a little bit of a precipitation later today. Not much of a chance. But a few clouds now. Our current CCO temperature reading, 23 degrees. Stay with us on CCO.